Justin Fluke with you, joined now by Coach Dan Hypes. We're talking Jeff West girls basketball. Lady Tigers getting back after it here this week at the Top Gun tournament there in Wellsville. But before we talk about that one, I want to go back to last week, Coach. After about a two-week hiatus, you were finally able to play your second game of the year since the Christmas break, and end up falling to Atchison last week in that game 47-39. But I know it had to be good just to kind of get back on the court and find some kind of consistency again. What stood out from that first game back against Atchison last week on the road?
Well, we didn't play very well. That's what stood out. We're much better than what we showed. I was not able to attend that game. I was having surgery, and so I had to watch it on the iPad, and I was getting frustrated. But we just didn't play very well at all. We didn't run, you know, what we'd worked on in practice. The girls didn't look like they had much energy. So it wasn't a very good game from our standpoint, and so, you know, hopefully we learned from that, and we played last night in the tournament and played much better. Yeah. The effort was better, execution was better, and so you know, little by little, we just keep working, we'll get better.
Spring Hill was your first-round opponent there in that Top Gun Classic. So I know a pretty darn good team, but it sounds like you hung with them really until kind of the end when they got some separation and pulled away for that game, right?
Yeah, we played well the first half. We were down 4 at halftime. And then into the third quarter, I think we were down 9. And then they got separation on us in the fourth quarter. We got run down. And that's a good basketball team. They got some good talent. And so we ended up getting beat by 15, but the effort was good. The execution was much better, but we got to continue to get better in all phases of the game.
That tournament will continue with Jeff West having a game at 5 o'clock tomorrow, Thursday, against Wellsville or Nemaha Central. So, Coach, we haven't had a chance just to kind of catch up. I just wanted to kind of ask you a little bit about your game plan stepping back in. You know, these girls have been through quite a bit this season, and it's been a while since you've been coaching girls or high school basketball. I know we've chatted, and you've certainly done it in the past. But, you know, what the situation is, what it is, how are you trying to make the most of it? What things are you trying to kind of implement and get in place to help these girls here through the remainder of the season?
Yeah, first of all, you know, the situation was kind of a bad situation. It wasn't fair to the girls. It wasn't fair to Coach Fechter, who played for me back when I was the head coach for girls years ago. And, yeah. And you know, it's not their fault. And so when they came and asked me if I'd be interested in doing it, you know, I said yes, just because, you know, for the girls and for Taylor. And and since then, we've tried to implement a new, you know, some new man offense and the girls, you know, it's all new to them. And so it's taken them some time to get an understanding and a grip of what we're really trying to do. But, you know, we're getting better slowly, just not as fast as I would like. But, you know, the girls just continue to work hard, give me their best effort. We'll be all right.
You bet. Well, Coach, thanks for taking time to join us and catch us up to date on the program. And best of luck finishing out that Wellsville tournament this week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Coach Dan Hypes of the Jeff West Girls. We'll talk Tiger Boys Hoops next with Coach Joe Smith.